We've got a mixed regenerative system. The other graph was a little too complicated, so I made it nice and small so we wouldn't have to discuss it, but you can have it. So it's showing the same basic thing. It was actually showing that by putting less cost of fertiliser and pesticides and whatnot in, you might get a reduced yield, but at the end of the day, you're making more profit. Farming isn't just about profit, about yield rather. We think it is in agricultural science. We get very focused on production and yield, but at the end of the day, you know, most of us, when we have a job and whatnot, we'd like to be profitable. The first question you ask if you work in Woolies or you work in Uber or whatnot is, does it pay the bills? How much money do you make? So that's more important than profits, possibly more important than production, total production. So inputs versus outputs. Okay, large monoculture farms. So these are the ones that get a bit of a bad name, being a bit too myopic because they focus in on one thing. There's a nice quote there. So yeah, the US, by the 1990s, just following our timeline, the USA was able to produce about half the world's corn, soya beans. It still produces massive amounts, and you know, about a sixth of the meat. So these large farms, the graphs showing their production going up, it's occasionally hindered by a drought or a flood or something. But these are the characteristics: highly mechanized, specialized, producing food for animals as well as people, often into the processing sector, very dependent on oil and fertilizers. So the idea is you can go to a monocultural system and abandon the regenerative idea or the rotated idea and just buy the solutions in a bag and pop them on the soil. So highly dependent on oil and through oil fertilizers and then refrigeration as well and blah, blah, blah. So quite expensive. So yeah, the US came to supply 50% of the world's... Oh yeah, I did with that. Okay, so more about big grain. And by grain, we don't mean just wheat or corn, but rice, wheat, palm oil, I guess you could throw in there as well, etc.